Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast. Today, one of the busiest people in Nevada on the show, Rick Velotta. He's the business reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program a good friend, Rick Velotta. He is the business reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thanks for having me on.
So I've just got to start with a really broad question. What are your thoughts at this point in time with all that is going on? This has got to be the busiest you have ever been.
Well, it has been, and a lot of it is just because of so many different issues converging all at one time. We, you know, this 2020 was supposed to be the best year we've had maybe in history, with all the things that are going up, all the construction projects that are underway. So we had a whole lot of anticipation going on, had this NFL draft coming to town. It was all set up to be just perfect, and it was going to be beautiful. And then when this pandemic hit, that just kind of started the cascade of different events. And you don't even start to think about all the ramifications and all the issues involved with closing, you know, more than 400 casinos in one day, and then now restarting the reopening process. And then on top of that, you have the unrest that's going on with the racial tension that's expanded into our state. So all these things are converging at one time, and you're right. It's never a dull moment around here.
To say the least, one of the things that I found very interesting, and I think is one of the great things about Nevada, is how fast the major casinos are restructuring their plan of business. So, for example, the poker rooms, which are not, you know, as you well know, poker rooms are not the big financial gain for casinos. They're more of a draw that if you can bring in other people that play slot machines or play other games, that's where the real money is. But the different properties with different ways to be able to get more players to be able to play poker and still live within the guidelines of the Gaming Control Board.
I know that there was some pushback initially on the poker rooms because one of the things that the control board did was mandate only four players, and that turned off a lot of the poker players that I know, and eventually that's been bumped up a little bit. So I think there's some that even have six seats at them at this point in time, and then you know some people got creative and had to invest quite a bit of money to put up some of these plexiglass shields that they have in some poker rooms. Now, not everyone has that. And so, therefore, I think there's going to be some advantages and some disadvantages to those that have those extra protections and those that do not.
Do you think that we're going to find, because the gaming portion of the entertainment industry in the state of Nevada, but especially in Las Vegas, had dropped to the low 30% range. And so the entertainment, the hotel rooms, the food, et cetera, the shopping was the rest of it. Do you think that we are going to see those gaming numbers go up as a percentage of business, because people are just tired of being stuck at home, but B, because of the creativity of the industry to realize this is where they got to make their money right now because the other parts are not going to come back as fast?
I agree, Sam. I think that initially we're going to see an increase in the percentage of revenue derived from the casino property. And that, I think, is why they're investing right now so much in that. And the reason why is because we're not going to see some of the other big draws for Las Vegas come back for quite some time. We're talking about conventions. I mean, that's a real big one. That's a big unknown right now. And you know, our convention calendar has more than 20,000 conventions and meetings every year. So to see those on hold for an indefinite period of time is certainly going to cap that revenue source. And then the entertainment side, the shows, and hey, let's not forget, we've got this brand new stadium that's been opened or is going to open, and we're still uncertain as to what's whether people are even going to be able to go inside to watch events. So until we're back at full strength, then we're looking at the casino having a much greater importance to the big picture. And I think that's why you're seeing so many of these casino companies investing so much money in that.
What do you think that the three companies that are invested in Macau, and certainly Las Vegas Sands also in Singapore, learned in Macau that will benefit them in Las Vegas? Because, you know, coming back from COVID.
This is probably as good a time as any to use my typical disclaimer saying that the Las Vegas Review Journal is owned by the same people who own Las Vegas Sands Corp. So please note that. But what the Macau experience has taught us is that this is a long-term event. And I think that a lot of the those who are operating there, MGM Resorts International, Las Vegas Sands Corp, Wynn Resorts, are seeing that this is not an easy solution. They've made some strides in Macau that were kind of bellwethers for what they could do here. But in Macau, there was a different shutdown that occurred, basically the closing of borders. And that's what really has hurt Macau the most recently. In recent months, their revenue has dropped exponentially because of the fact that there are so many people who would want to come there that can't, from nearby Guangdong, from Hong Kong, from Taiwan. All those places are now markets that are not being touched by Macau simply because of the rules that the Chinese government has imposed.
Did it surprise you that there was so much pent-up demand to return to Las Vegas, to return to locals' casinos? I mean, I'm talking to marketing directors in smaller properties around the state of Nevada, and they are telling me that the lines are out the doors. I mean, with social distancing and all the other rules. And, you know, even before Las Vegas reopened, you saw Arizona, San Diego, booming in, I guess it was Idaho. Numbers were higher than they were before COVID. The Montana slot routes were booming. So does this really make a point that gaming as entertainment is really huge as an entertainment venue for Americans?
It is. And, 78-day closure, that's a long time for people who like to frequent casinos. Not just because they think that they're going to get lucky and make some money, but because it's a social aspect. There's a lot of people who like to just see their friends, And so they'll go to the casino because it's usually comfortable, cool place to go. There's a lot of laughter, a lot of fun. And the fact is that the pent-up demand grew. And I think a lot of analysts, you know, peg this like right immediately, saying that, hey, the local market's going to come back faster and more aggressively because the fly-in market's going to take a little bit of time to develop. And when you talk about the locals market, we're talking not just those who live in Las Vegas going to casinos, such as the Station properties and the Boyd Gaming properties, but the market that exists in California, more the Northern California going into Reno, the Southern California coming to Las Vegas. Certainly there are some competition coming from the tribal games that go on in Southern California and in Arizona for that matter. But the fact is that casinos are a fun place to go. It doesn't really surprise me that much that there are long lines of people that want to go in simply because it's an experience that they enjoy so much.
Well, you know, it's funny. I mean, you know, we don't have much humor these days, but I mean, I just want to throw out there that I didn't think that the three most popular places were going to be Home Depot, Lowe's, and your local casino. And that's really the truth. Let's take a break. So much more to talk about with Rick Villada. We'll be right back.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the business reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Rick Villada. In Macau, we saw a showroom open up that I believe was a 2,400-seat showroom, and they opened it up for a concert a couple of weeks ago with half the seating. So my question to you is this. Can the money work? Can that kind of revenue loss work for the showrooms in Las Vegas? Yes, it can work for Carrot Top, but can it work for Cirque du Soleil? Can they afford? And also, you know, the number of people on stage in a Cirque du Soleil show, not only in the cast, but the crew. For example, with there are dozens of people under the water. How does this work? Can it work?
Well, I think that each individual show is going to have to make that calculation, do that calculus, and figure out whether it's worthwhile to open a showroom to half capacity or less. And you make a great point, Sam, the fact that some of these crews are probably as large as, if not larger, than the cast itself. So there's a lot of number crunching that has to go in to determine whether it's viable or not. And I think that's why initially we heard that Cirque du Soleil was going to be one of the last to come back, and that maybe some of the solo acts and some of the smaller venues might be able to withstand it. And certainly that's going to be something that will be good for them in terms of drawing attention, because some people who come here for the shows. And the fact is that if there are no shows to draw their attention, then they might not come at all. So it's one of those things that I think that each show has to make that kind of a determination. We're talking about sporting events too. Everything that I've heard so far is that there may be some games played without audiences in them. How they can sustain that for any length of time. But I don't think any final decisions have been made, so it's still a point that we're going to have to hear more about in the days ahead.
Well, you know, I think that you bring up an interesting point that I don't think anybody else has discussed at this time, which is, you know, we saw with the NFR that, you know, in December, not only do they pack Thomas and Mack for the NFR, but just about every hotel casino on the Strip has all their own events. So even if you don't have tickets, you can be entertained. So, you know, I think there's potential for casinos to make money even if there is not an audience allowed, for example, at the Raiders Stadium or T-Mobile, but the casinos themselves can put on their own events and make up a portion of that revenue. Do you think that's a possibility?
Maybe a portion of it, but I don't see that there's any big rush to, we're not going to see a lot of profitability until we can see these full venues, full arenas and stuff. Because at this point in time, zero looks pretty bad, and it's not going to be something that that we're going to be able to sustain. I don't know how the NFL is going to do it. I don't know how college football is going to do it. But it certainly is something that is on everybody's radar, and those seasons are rapidly growing closer. So hopefully we'll get some ideas to what the outlook is going to be and whether or not fans are going to be able to even attend.
Well, you know, the other side of this, of course, is that the broadcasters, the TV networks, cable networks, et cetera, put a lot of money into these games. And so, you know, they want these games to go on even if there's no audience, because, you know, they can still make money from this. And the pent-up demand from gamblers who want to bet on sporting events, I mean, my goodness, I've never seen anything like that. I want to change topics. Oh, it is indeed. I wanted to change topics to something very positive, which is, you know, is the new Steve Wynn named Derek Stevens? And I don't mean in a bad way. I mean in a good way. I mean, this guy is an unbelievable promoter. His Circa Resort is coming to fruition here pretty soon. It just seems that he is encapsulating the excitement of Las Vegas in the same way that Steve Wynn did with the Golden Nugget. He's doing it with his properties in downtown Las Vegas.
Absolutely, Sam. I got to talk with Derek a few days ago when they did the topping out ceremony of the Circa downtown. And he is a marketing genius in terms of finding ways to get people to come, whether it's buying, you know, a couple thousand plane tickets for people to arrive in Las Vegas on his dime. And you don't even have to stay at one of his properties in order to take advantage of that deal, to pulling these surprises from you know, within his sleeves to tell people what's going to happen at the new resort that's opening in downtown in, oh, by the way, in October, not in December, as he originally had said. So that was a surprise. All these surprises that he puts together are making him a big favorite in Las Vegas. I think that the fact that he is very public and he goes out and mingles with the crowds when people are here, that speaks a lot to his personality. And overall, he's just generally a pretty good guy. So that I think has been taken note of by a number of people in the industry seeing what Derek is doing. And don't be surprised if you see some people trying to emulate that in the future.
And it will be great, because the more characters like that, the better it is for Las Vegas. Let's take another break. We'll come back and we'll talk about a couple of issues here that may be going away. We'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Rick Velotta. He is the business reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Okay, so two bones of contention with customers for a long time now has been first the resort fees and then the parking fees. We are seeing short-term parking fees seem to be going away. The Sahara has dumped resort fees, at least temporarily. What's your take on where this is going?
I suspect that this is going to be short term, although a number of people have told me that the parking fees will go away for, you know, possibly as much as a year. The resort fees, while the Sahara made a lot of good points about the fact that they're doing away with them for reservations in the future, and I think you have to make those reservations by the end of this month in order to take advantage of that. So I guess that means that after June 30th, then every reservation past that will have some kind of a resort fee. So I don't know that that's big, very, very consequential. But I think it's also gotten some of these people to start thinking about this a little bit. And certainly it's a bone of contention that's out there. A lot of people are not happy when they see the resort fee on their bills. And certainly this is not something that they were expecting that they would have to do, that and parking. Wynn Resorts, they knocked theirs out quite some time ago. And I think they have found that they have a nice audience that has found them as a result of that. So that played kind of a positive role. But the other ones, I am not going to expect them to be gone forever.
Let's change topics here again on you. The convention center, the new building is going up, and the expansion, and the boring company is almost to completing the second set of tunnels. And then Steve Hill talked about this on Nevada Newsmakers December last year. And I was kind of surprised when he first brought it up that he was talking about those tunnels expanding throughout the strip, and then potentially to Mandalay Bay and the stadium and to the airport. And now we're seeing the actuality of that with Genting and Resorts World looking at having their tunnel, and Wynn Encore having their tunnel. How rapidly do you think this is going to go here? We've got about a minute.
One of the things that they've talked about is that they've learned a lot from this experience in Las Vegas beneath the convention center. So they've got this down now. They've got some new equipment that they're going to be using on this that will make it more rapid. They'll be able to put some of these tunnels together faster than they were able to do so for the one that's at the Las Vegas Convention Center. So I think that we're going to see some of this stuff just as soon as some of the county officials make it available to them. And certainly the Wynn project and the Resorts World project are testament to that.
Well, it's just amazing that this has moved so quickly. And I guess the biggest problems are not drilling the tunnels, but dealing with the utilities when you come up to grade level at the actual properties themselves.
That's exactly. There's a lot of stuff that's underground that we don't know or see. So certainly they have to do all that checking out in advance to make sure that they're not cutting into something that's important that would cause an outage someplace else.
Well, I think it's very exciting, and it can change the whole country, if not the world, with this whole new transportation system. Rick, I could talk to you forever, but we are out of time, sir. Thank you so much for doing this. I look forward to having you back soon.
Thanks for having me on, Sam.
Always a pleasure, and we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.